Mark chapter 15. And immediately in the morning the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole Sanhedrin. And having bound Jesus, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And answering him, he said, "It is as you say." And the chief priest accused him of many things. And Pilate again questioned him, saying, "Do you answer nothing? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate marveled. Now at the feast he released to them one prisoner whom they requested. And there was one named Barabbas, bound with the insurrectionist, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the crowd came up and began to ask him to do even as he had been accustomed to do for them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that it was because of envy that the chief priest had delivered him up. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd, that instead he should release Barabbas to them. And Pilate again answered and said to them, "What then do you want me to do with him whom you call the king of the Jews?" And again they cried out, "Crucify him!" But Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out the more, "Crucify him!" And Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released to them Barabbas, and scourged Jesus, and delivered him up to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away within the courtyard, that is, the praetorium, and called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in purple, and wove a thorny crown, and put it around his head. And they began to salute him, "Rejoice, King of the Jews!" And they beat his head with a reed, and spat at him. And kneeling down, they bowed before him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple, and put his garments on him. And they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a certain passerby, coming from the country, Simon, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to take up his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is interpreted, the place of a skull. And they tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots for them to see what each should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And there was an inscription of the charge against him inscribed, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was counted with the lawless." And those who were passing by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who destroyed the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." Likewise, also the chief priest with the scribes mocked him with one another and said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reproached him. And when the sixth hour came, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of those standing by heard this and said, "Behold, he is calling for Elijah. And someone ran and filled a sponge with vinegar, and putting it on a reed, gave it to him to drink, saying, Let him be. Let us see if Elijah is coming to take him down. And Jesus let out a loud cry and expired. And the veil of the temple was split in two from top to bottom. And the centurion standing by opposite him, seeing that he expired in this way, said, Truly this man was the Son of God. And there were also some women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary the Magdalene, and Mary the mother of the younger James, and of Joseph, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, as well as many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had fallen, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph, the honorable member of the council from Arimathea, who was also himself awaiting the kingdom of God, came, and gathering courage, he went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled that he had already died, and calling to him the centurion, he questioned him whether he had been dead long. And when he found out from the centurion, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph purchased a piece of fine linen, took him down, and wrapped him in the fine linen. And he laid him in a tomb, which was hewn out of rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary the Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.